from Washington. This is VOA News. The alleged attacker of the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi enters a plea. The Iraqi army launches a retaking of Tikrit. And the latest from the World Cup. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The accused ringleader of the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, has pleaded not guilty in a federal courthouse in Washington. Ahmed Abu Katala arrived in Washington Saturday morning from a U.S. Navy ship and was formally charged with murder and terrorism. He faces the death penalty if he is convicted. U.S. Special Forces and the FBI arrested Katala earlier this month near Benghazi. Authorities questioned him aboard the ship that brought him to U.S. soil. The Iraqi army has launched what it calls a major offensive to retake the northern city of Tikrit from Sunni extremists. According to military officials, the main ground operation started Saturday with heavy fighting in the city between Sunni rebels and the Iraqi Special Forces attempting to regain control of a university campus. There are no early reports of casualties. At the World Cup, Brazil has defeated Chile by a penalty kick in the opening match of the World Cup's round of 16. The teams were deadlocked one apiece after 90 minutes of play and 30 minutes of overtime before going to a 2-2 in the penalty shootout. Brazil's Neymar then faked out Chilean goalkeeper Claudio Bravo to find the back of the net, while a shot by Chile's Arturo Vidal hit the side post. More on all of these stories at voanews.com. In Syria, at least 12 people have been reported dead in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Douma following a car bombing. Opposition activists are accusing the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant of being behind the bombing. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed rescue workers carrying a bleeding child to a makeshift ambulance. Bodies were visible amid the chunks of rubble. Young men shouted and screamed as they searched for victims. Witnesses say the explosion hit a popular market as crowds were milling through the area. Arab satellite channels reported that at least a dozen people were killed. The explosion took place in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Douma in the northeastern region of the capital, known as the Eastern Ghouta. Syrian government media did not immediately report the blast. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Two homemade bombs have exploded in a Cairo suburb, killing a teenager and wounding her mother. The explosions hit a telecommunications building under construction in the 6 October district. Now, officials in northeast Nigeria say an explosion at a small hotel has killed 10 people and injured 14. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast late Friday on the outskirts of the city of Bauchi. The French news agency says the building was widely known as a brothel, making it a likely target of the Boko Haram Islamist militants who target violence against places they deem sinful, such as bars, churches, and schools. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the best chance for settling the Ukrainian crisis would have been better with Russia and its European partners negotiating. Lavrov accused the United States of encouraging Ukraine to challenge Moscow. In a televised remark Saturday, Lavrov said, "Our American colleagues still prefer to push the Ukrainian leadership toward a confrontational path." Friday, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko extended a unilateral ceasefire with pro-Russian separatists for 3 more days. Some of the rebels said they would observe a truce as long as the Ukrainian military does. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will continue to take action on his own as long as congressional Republicans block his economic agenda.
The problem is Republicans in Congress keep blocking or voting down almost every serious idea to strengthen the middle class.
Mr. Obama said in his weekly address that he has already taken action to attract new jobs, raise workers' wages, and help students pay off their loans.
This year alone, they've said no to raising the minimum wage, no to fair pay, no to student loan reform, no to extending unemployment insurance.
In the Republican address, Louisiana Representative Bill Cassidy pushed for growing the U.S. energy, manufacturing and construction industries, including approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline to create jobs. And Sarajevo is marking 100 years since the first 2 shots of World War I were fired. The occasion was marked with concerts, speeches, and exhibitions celebrating peace in Europe. More at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.